Fine. Welcome everybody. Thank you for attending this Scrutiny Management Board meeting. I just wanted to let you know this meeting will be recorded and the sound record is subsequently made available by the Council's website. Please also note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. Firstly, I want to welcome the new members to the Scrutiny Management Board. It's a new municipal year. So welcome to Scrutiny Management. Hopefully you'll find it as enjoyable as the rest of us have done. So first item on the agenda is apologies. Do we have any apologies?
No, to everyone here this evening.
Oh, fantastic. I have minutes to confirm as a correct report the minutes of the meeting held on the 28th of March 2018.
Agreed.
Are we all agree?
Agree
to that, thank you. Item three is disclosures of pecuniary and personal interests. Do we have any items to disclose?
If I could just, I just realised I should have asked for clarification. On page 9 of the first report, 6, it is a tender for work at the OMC. And I'm the chairman of that committee. Do I declare an interest or is that just purely...
That was the management committee.
I think if you decide to undertake some scrutiny of OMC, then you should declare it.
Yes.
If that decision is made.
Yes. So I declare an interest.
Okay.
Then. Personal interest as chair of the outwards management committee.
Okay.
So just for the chair, not for other members.
Mm-hmm. You could declare a personal interest.
As a member of the
committee. As a member of the committee, yes.
Okay.
As Councillor Keith Harris.
Okay, thank you.
Similarly, Councillor Parsons.
Yeah, Councillor Parsons as well, thank you. Any other declarations of pecuniary or personal interest? Item 4 is declarations of the party whip. Do we have any declarations of the party whip? Item 5 is questions under scrutiny committee procedure 11.16. And no questions were submitted. Which brings us to the main agenda items. And what we've decided that we will take items 6, 7, 9, and then come back to item 8, just so that it's more consistent with the lead member and the officers attending. Also on, I have to vacate the chair at 7:15. I have to attend an awards evening for my daughter. And if I don't go, I think she'll disown me. So Councillor Parsons will take over the chair at that time. So I'll open the meeting, and it was a very interesting pre-meeting. The new way of working was fantastic. So if we move on to item 6, which is the scrutiny work programme and issues arising from scrutiny groups and panels. We have the report here.
Do you want me to run you through it, Chair?
Yes, please, Chair.
Okay.
So what you have on page 1 are the items that have been identified elsewhere for you to consider whether to add these issues to the existing work programme. There are some other issues there too about membership of panels and chairing of the panels, so you need to decide those things. You've also got an appendix of the report, the current forward plan of key decisions, which is there to assist you if there's anything on the forward plan that you would like to bring into the work programme. This is to help you to identify those. And you have a copy of the procurement plan, which has got details of contracts or tenders that the council is going to be dealing with over the next few months or the remainder of this civic year, technically. So if there are any items in there that you feel need to be submitted for scrutiny, you can identify those this evening and they can be added to the work programme. That's what those appendices are for. So just to run through the actions, perhaps if I do them in a couple together. So first two are to appoint the chair of the budget scrutiny panel and to agree the membership of the budget scrutiny panel. If a member would like to nominate a chair, that would start the ball rolling.
I'm happy to propose Joel to carry on as previously.
I'll second that.
Cheers, thank you everybody.
As long as he stops commenting, I'm flipping windmill.
And so, second item is membership for that panel.
We have that on page 3.
And you'll see page 3 sets out.
Yeah. Second paragraph down.
Yeah. Happy to propose that membership. Agreed. Yes, thank you.
And then the third item is because of changes that have been made to other committees over the past few weeks, there's a vacancy for the 5-year housing supply scrutiny panel
as to chair that panel. So existing chair is no longer a member of scrutiny and part of the executive.
To help with that chair, the only member of the panel that has to be a member of the board who chairs it, and the only member of the panel is Councillor Seaton. So,
I think we have a short list of one. Councillor Seaton, you have to take on the mantle.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked because 3 meetings ago I managed to shove it onto Debbie. Deborah, and it's come back. No, that's fine.
That's fine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, then the next item is the performance scrutiny panel on 16th of April. Asked that the midterm review of the zero waste strategy be added onto their work programme. And the reason for that is on page
4.
I just want to have a look at it halfway through, see how that's actually being delivered.
As chair of the performance scrutiny panel, that was the request of the panel on that day to bring that forward.
Okay.
So we would be grateful if this was agreed by the
scrutiny
management.
Yeah, I think we're all agreed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And then item 5 is the policy scrutiny group at their previous meeting. They've identified a number of strategy documents that they would like to schedule into their work programme, and they're all detailed there on page 1. The procurement strategy, the housing financial inclusion and income management strategy, the open spaces strategy, the adaptations policy, the gambling act statement principles, the children and young people strategy, tenancy support policy and the business plan. So that's quite a number. Strategy into 2019. So the all agreement is being requested to add those items to the policy scrutiny group. Work
program. That'll be my last one. I thought I'd get more ducks in a row.
Is that just to review all these strategies, or are the strategies coming forward? New strategies coming forward. Are there new ones coming forward for you to look at?
So, just a bit of background to that. We produce a schedule of all the strategies and policy documents that the council has, and that sets out the duration of an existing strategy, when it's due to be reviewed, and when we need to agree an update, or in some cases to introduce a fresh strategy. But I think for most of these, I believe that they are all will be to replace the time expired existing versions.
Sounds sensible. Are we all happy for them?
Agreed.
Thank you. Agreed on that one.
Okay. And then, as I mentioned at the beginning, you have sent separately, but you now have with your agenda the current forward plan, which the forward plan contains key decisions that are going to be made mainly by Cabinet. It could be by officers and by council, but this is the opportunity for you to look through that document and consider whether any of those items should be added to any of the scrutiny bodies' work programmes or even your own. So if you want to add something to OSG or to PSG or performance panel.
So that's the document that came out separately to you because it was published today.
Fun.
So it's got the Charwood logo on this printed
one.
Yeah, I've
seen
it already.
Would you like me to run through it? I was just going to talk on the first item because just let everybody get to the papers. If we open up the key executive decisions, and the first item was the bring site.
Yes.
And that caught my eye because it says to consider the removal of bring sites throughout the borough. So,
what page are you on?
Oh, I'm sorry,
on
page this? Two.
On the additional page.
On this one.
On the additional paper.
Yeah. Right, so I'll show you the front. This one I'm modelling.
The additional paper.
It's headed up SMB 13 to June.
It's a separate
piece of
paper, John.
It's a separate one.
Separate paper.
Separate paper.
No, it's got this as the front cover.
Do you want to
got it?
Yeah.
I think we're getting
that.
Yeah,
does everybody know what ring sites are?
Well,
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. None of us. I asked at the parish council because we read this out yesterday and none of us knew.
But Jeff did, but I did.
We guessed bottles, bottle banks. We guessed. Yeah?
Well, then all the clothing banks.
Sorry, what was your question?
Ring
sites.
Well, they're where you can take the refuse and
explain.
You cycle them like someone.
No. So the council has something in the order of 70 bring sites.
Yeah.
A bring site is quite often a bottle bank, it's also cardboard
clothing.
Recycling
clothing.
And cans, metal cans. There are some clothing sites, but primarily they are bottle banks. They're dotted around all over the borough. And the council has been directed by the county council in regard to various matters regarding recycling. As a consequence of that, a decision needs to be made about the existing bin sites, and that's what this decision is to.
We have to declare an interest as county.
Yes, can we declare an interest as county councillors?
Well,
always.
The officer key decision relates to bring sites that are operated by Charwood.
Yeah, it does.
But you said you directed.
They were directed by county.
We were directed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it may be safer just to, for the record.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a.
No, there's nothing.
You may have an indirect interest, but it's better to declare it.
So that just Councillor Fryer and me. Yeah.
Oh, I'd Councillor
Seaton.
Where can we find out which bring sites are affected?
It's all of them.
All of them.
All of the Charwood ones.
All of the Charwood ones.
Except if I
because
could. Except if I could.
There are, when you talk about just bottle banks and whatnot, there are some quite large ones.
But
like the one at Chepshed, for example, which is quite large. I'm assuming we're talking about shutting that down.
Well, it depends on where they're sited. Because if they're, for example, if they're on the land of a large supermarket, they're not ours.
Exactly.
I'm right, aren't I?
But you're right, and the question is, well, how do we find out where they are?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It is.
Yeah.
And I think if we do get rid of them, I think it will be a terrible decision to make.
Yes, and we already have trouble with fly. I mean, I'm not going to scrutinise it now, but we already have trouble with fly.
But what
sorry,
Jeff wants to come in.
It's just going to increase,
doesn't it? Not about bring sites. This decision is due to be taken on the 14th of June, which is tomorrow. It's a key decision.
It's a delegated decision.
Because all this is on here are key decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's an officer delegated key decision, and officer delegated key decisions are subject to calling.
Well, we're calling
so members are, when they see that decision, if they are minded to call in that decision, that opportunity exists, and you're all familiar with the call-in.
Brenda, just before you disappear, because I'm going to disappear, I'll send out some wordings for a call-in, is that okay? Because
yes,
I think we need to scrutinise this a bit more, but we can do it on the management board. Go on, Jeff.
Okay, well, the scrutiny management board, per se, wouldn't call an item in five councillors
would, yeah.
If a call-in occurs, then the scrutiny management board would be convened to consider the calling.
Right, okay.
That's all OSG.
No, it's not OSG. But callings are not OSG.
That's what you've answered my question and John's question here. Is it which committee scrutinises it if it gets called in by five councillors?
We do. You will have a special meeting.
Clarity for me, thank you.
So we will we will await the call in from five councillors if it should be made.
We have to wait until the decision is made, haven't we? By the delegated officers, yes?
Yes. If it helps members of the board, that decision's already been sent to, the decision that's proposed to be taken any time from tomorrow onwards has already been sent out to all councillors.
Yeah.
So it will be in your inbox somewhere, so you'll be able to see what it involves. Then when the decision gets taken, which may or may not be tomorrow, but no sooner, then it will get emailed out to councillors again, so you'll be aware that it's been taken and you'll be told that the call-in process can be implemented if you want to do it, so you will be alerted when that, because it's not going to cabinet, so
you don't need to make a decision sitting here as SNB that you want to call it in.
Okay,
that's separate fine. Decision process.
Okay, thank you very much for clarification on that one then. Jeff, before you move forward, I'm going to hand over the chair to the other Jeff here to my left, and he'll take us through the rest of the meeting.
Okay,
thank you,
have a nice evening.
Cheers. Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Take lots of
photos.
Oh yes, I've got blackmailing opportunities. No, not really. See you later, everybody. Take care. Have a good evening.
Okay, do you want to carry on through? So the next item on the plan is a cabinet report on Charnwood grants, which is a regular report. As you know, that decisions are made to award grants to basically sector bodies at various points during the year. And June is the next time that we've scheduled for those decisions to be made. That is a cabinet meeting that is taking place tomorrow. And similarly, the next two items are on, have been published for the cabinet agenda tomorrow. So they are the two outturn reports on the capital programme and on the general fund, basically, and on the HRA. So those have been published, and if OSG has selected any of those to scrutinise, they would have already done that. As it happens, I don't believe any of these items were referred to.
It wasn't OSG, it was council, wasn't it?
So then we have a decision for cabinet on the 5th of July, which is the amendments to the capital plan. So this is where capital schemes change. We either bring new schemes in or we make changes to existing schemes, generally because of the timing of the project rather than anything fundamental with the project
itself.
And then
it goes to council.
And those are, depending on the amount of money, some of those require council approval. I think it's anything over £500,000. So again, you could decide that you want to have a look at any proposed amendments to the capital plan before they go to cabinet. Similar concept with the procurement plan, that is also updated every quarter, and so any new tenders, any fresh contracts that we've identified as officers that we feel need to go through the procurement process, they're submitted to the cabinet on a quarterly basis for them to agree for that procurement to go ahead. So you may want to look at that plan, or you've also got appended here the current plan. You may want to look at some of the contracts that are in the plan rather than the plan itself.
If it's going to cabinet on the 5th of July, and our next,
it will go to OSG.
It would go to OSG.
On the 2nd of July, if you decided that's what you wanted them to do. If you added it to the work programme, felt that should be in the work programme, I'd suggest you'd put it on the OSG work programme.
I think it.
And therefore they would have it on July the 2nd.
I think it might. I would like to propose that OSG looks at those two items.
Okay.
OSG would only be scrutinising what's on the list at that stage. They wouldn't be able to.
No, I appreciate that.
Scrutinising. Whereas when I provide the information for the board, I realise it's a little bit after the time. That provides an opportunity whether you want to particular contracts to be looked at. So
I appreciate it. It's just.
So they'll be looking at the cabinet report.
Yes.
And the cabinet report will be recommending cabinet to approve the schedule.
Yes.
Tenders.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you agreed that, Chair?
Do I have a seconder?
Yes, you do. I think you do.
Okay. All in favour of that? Everyone happy?
Yes.
Okay. So,
will there be more information on the no, it's all right. Thank you.
Okay, so moving through, we're now up to Cabinet in September. That will be the next occasion that Cabinet receives proposals to award grants, so there's a Charnwood Grants report there. We then have a decision for Cabinet regarding the environmental services contract, which is street cleansing and waste collections, basically.
Maybe that should go to OSG.
I think that's a proposal, Chair, is it?
OSG is the right place, is it?
Street cleansing.
Waste collection and street cleansing. Yes. Yeah. This is the Serco contract that we currently have.
Mm-hmm. Anyone seconding that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Okay. And then also in September is the next set of amendments to the procurement plan, followed by the next set of amendments to the capital plan. So, as I say, these reports are regularly submitted to Cabinet on a quarterly basis.
And along with Charnwood Grants, I think that they have been scrutinised in the past.
Yeah.
And I think, and I know I'm no longer with OSG, but we actually came to a decision that we thought they'd be scrutinised to death.
Yes.
We were just going through the motions of repeating things that we'd done several times before. With those things, anyway.
So the last key decision for Cabinet in September is the future provision of cemetery facilities.
I think that should go to OSG, if that's the right place.
That's going to be controversial.
So. Yes.
Well, it still needs to be scrutinised.
Yeah,
we'll
dump it
for Joey. It still
seems
to be scrutinised.
Enjoy.
It's very kind of you,
Will.
It's real good of you.
Happy with that, OSG? Happy?
Yes.
Everybody comfortable with
that? Yeah. Okay. Then we move to October.
Might add on policy, please, if possible. Which the light bulb
yes.
Policy. That's all right.
The Cabinet requested a report, I believe it was 12 months from the implementation of the light bulb project, on how it had actually transpired once it had been implemented. So,
is that policy or performance?
Back. Well, I think the decision Cabinet is going to take is whether to continue or whether to not. So that is, I would have thought, a policy decision that Cabinet is going to take.
Yep.
I think that's also already on the OSG programme for pre-decision scrutiny.
Thank you.
So you could decide to remove it from OSG
and put it to policy.
Or look at it at both committees from different perspectives.
Because we see it more timely, don't we?
Yeah. I'm proposed that it goes to policy. Well, I think Councillor Seaton proposed policy. I would second that.
So you're removing it from OSG?
Well, that's the decision for you. If you I'm just suggesting you might want to consider that.
Well, scrutinise it well, girls.
Mm-hmm. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just to be clear, that's coming off at OSG and going on to PSG.
And that will be in the, that's October, isn't it? So it'll be in the
September meeting.
OK. Okay, so running on to page 4, we're then into November. We've only got one key decision in November, which is the medium-term financial strategy.
And then that goes to
that
council.
That will have been considered by the budget scrutiny panel.
Yeah.
Automatically. And I believe at this point will be a draft.
Yeah.
Forgive me. It may be the final because this thing goes to. This will be the medium term. Forgive me. This will be the medium term financial strategy, which will then be submitted to the council in January, and that's the month before the budget.
And it would have gone through the budget.
It would have been to the budget
panel.
So if I go back to page 2, it was. I don't know, was it OSG for amendments to annual procurement plan?
Yeah.
But of course you've got it again, haven't you?
Comes every quarter.
On page 4. So is it going to be a quarterly thing on OSG?
No.
No.
It comes every quarter.
Yeah, so so why was it then?
Because it hasn't been done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So carry on?
Yeah.
Normal grants again, so this is another, as we've looked at, this will be the third one in the sequence of this programme. Normal grants, this relates to round 3, and is going to cabinet in December. Along with the budget for 2019-20, so that will be going to...
Budget.
That will be going to cabinet in draft form in December.
And does that go to
and
budget,
that will have gone to the
budget
scrutiny panel
before then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, at risk of sounding like a broken record, we then have another capital plan amendment report and a procurement plan amendment report. Those are also in December. So, moving on to February 2019. There is the Treasury Management Strategy, that's an annual report that sets out the Council's approach to trade, which is really short-term money management of the Council and other things. It also contains the Investment Strategy. As you can see, that also goes to Council, because that's a decision reserved to Council to approve that strategy.
Could we have a policy, the local development scheme? Is that...
Am I going too slowly, Councillor?
Oh, sorry, am I in front?
We're on page 4.
Forgive me.
Oh, sorry. It's because it keeps saying local amendment to capital plan.
If you want to carry on, so
no,
we're on to page 5, top of page 5. Is the final budget, which obviously goes to Cabinet in February and then to Council later in February.
And it will have gone to the budget.
And will have been through the budget. It will have been subject to consultation at that point through Budget Scrutiny Panel, yeah. And then next sequence of capital plan amendments and top list procurement plan are in March. Also in March, the Housing Capital Programme, so that will be the programme for 2019-20. That will be the proposals for investment in the Council's housing stock in the next financial year. And then is the local development scheme, which is not the local plan.
No.
It's the local development scheme, which is again required to be updated annually and is scheduled for March next year. And that sets out the key steps in producing the new local plan.
Would that be all right for policy? Or not?
I think it depends what you want, which aspect you want to scrutinise.
The steps, I suppose.
Personally, I think it's probably an OSG report.
Okay.
I wouldn't see, there's not really a, it's a timetable really.
Yeah.
We can't make a policy about the local development scheme. It's a statutory mandatory requirement that local authorities have to produce one of these every year. In a sense, it is what it is. But if there's some scrutiny of that, it's perhaps pre-decision scrutiny, of which would be OSG.
Okay.
That's a possibility.
It's just like any different
from last year.
Okay.
We're talking about planning, Councillor Bevinson, so I'm sure we'll be exactly the same.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, because I just wondered whether it's worth scrutinising something that's just a standard document. It's just the steps that you go through to produce the scheme.
What happens is the timetable will be revised.
As an OSG committee, we could actually have a summarised overview of how it's all actually been, even though I know it's been talked to death, but we could actually have an update of what's going on, an overview of everything, summarised for OSG.
No, if you look at it at OSG, you will simply get a cabinet report.
Yeah, nothing else.
You won't be given any other report to go with it. It will be what the cabinet is going
has
to
decided.
Consider. And a decision that the cabinet is going to make, and the cabinet is, I presume, the resolution will be to approve the revised local development scheme, because that's the statutory requirement that has to be signed off every year. So there won't be, this is how it all fits together, this is what's going on. There won't be anything about that. If you wanted to look at the local plan and all the have an update on how it's going, I would suggest that's probably not a scrutiny function.
No,
that's probably just an all-member briefing that you would want to have. So you're all informed. I suspect
that
you'll
be
getting
all
one of those anyway, outside of scrutiny.
Yeah,
that'll
be all
counted. So that's a no then.
That's back a no.
I've just got a big cross across.
And then in March next year, we will be putting forward the business plan, which is the annual, it's actually the final business plan in the current sequence, because after that we'll be doing a new corporate plan, and the last year of the current corporate plan is 1920, so this will be the plan that I guess implements the final actions of the current corporate plan. That's an annual thing. We've agreed 2 years ago actually to bring this to March, so that it is actually approved or submitted for approval before we start the year that it relates to, rather than after it started, which is why the timing is March. You could look at that in its preparatory phases, which could be a different scrutiny body, probably policy scrutiny group, or if you want to look at the decisions that Cabinet is going to make about it, then that would be an OSG item. We've got it in PSG for February.
Yeah, we just agreed it.
We've just done it. I've just been reminded.
It's on our forward.
That's on your forward programme.
Yeah,
it's
on
the ones you picked up and suggested.
Yeah, in February.
Have I missed any others, Laura, then?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And that's the end of the current forward plan.
Okay, thank you.
So you also have on page page 9 of your of item 6 sets out in appendix A the tenders and quotations that we currently have approval to seek. So the ones between £25,000 and £75,000 are on page 9, and they run through to page, is it? I run all the way through to page 13. Everyone's page 13. So those are the, if you like, the fairly small contracts up to 75k. 75k doesn't mean that's what we're going to spend in a year. 75k is the value of the contract, not the annual cost. total amount.
Not all of those on there, though, are some are from funding, aren't they?
Sorry, Council.
Funds that have been raised outside the council. When they've applied for funding for a specific thing.
Have you got an example
no,
in mind?
Not really. Right, the outwards, no, septic tank.
I mean, the neighbourhood services, domestic abuse outreach services, some of those
would be
services.
Paid with age, for partners, wouldn't they? Some of the funding would come from others. If I go back to one from last time, which was the, was it outwards? No.
No.
Oh, for goodness sakes. The visitor centre that was due round at Bradgate. And stay around there.
It's possible that
we don't do
secure
not,
some.
No, not
We grant. Might secure a grant from someone.
Yes, that's it.
To do something. But I'll give you a live example, the Carillon.
Yeah.
There yes. we are. The council owns it,
mm-hmm.
and the council has put out tenders for the work,
mm-hmm.